Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For one of them girls. One of them girls.
Welcome to the show.
Wine and cheese go together like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Cheese goes good with wine?
National Wine and Cheese Day.
You want some cheese with that wine?
Two of my favorite things. It is National Wine and Cheese Day.
Today is the day to celebrate that.
Is there anything better than wine and cheese?
Wine and wine.
Wine, there you go.
That's true.
I love cheese.
I love wine.
It's showtime, baby.
What, how much wine and cheese is consumed over the average month in the United States?
Plenty by a bunch of stay-at-home moms, I'm sure. Dale, today's the one day not for you at all. No alcohol, no cheese.
Right, exactly. Although I'm funny about it. I do both on certain occasions or for certain reasons or in certain situations.
But well,
for the most part, no.
I want to be at the event that you drink a little wine and have some cheese, because I'll just be like, this will never happen again.
And I'm documenting it.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm having a wine and cheese party. Let's do it.
All right. Well, good morning to you. It's officially Christmas in July today. It's the 25th. Lots of sales out there. People having sales online. Get your Christmas decorations and stuff at half price. All that kind of stuff. Today's the day. And nobody won the Mega Millions. In just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you what that cash prize is going to be worth. And it is staggering. Although it is still not the biggest lottery prize. The biggest Mega Millions jackpot was won by one person in South Carolina a few years ago. They got $1.1 billion in that draw.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6 after 6 right now. The cash payout in tomorrow night's Mega Millions drawing is a staggering... This is your cash payout. $464.4 million. It's almost a half a billion dollars cash payout on the lottery game.
Would you take the 30-year increment or all
at
once?
Are you out of your mind? I am 60 years old. I will spend like a sideshow freak as fast as I can.
I get it.
Lump sum, please.
I get
all
it.
Of it. All I can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, your taxes, I don't care. I don't care. Don't worry. Whatever I'm going to get after that, I won't even have time to spend it.
Yeah.
Let me have it. Rock and roll.
So say if you were 30 years old and you won.
If I want the money. What happens if I die in a car wreck?
That's what I was thinking.
I want the lump sum.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would take... I mean, I understand the long game. You know, if you won the lottery when you were 18 or whatever and you wanted the long game.
Yeah.
But what 18-year-old is going to play the long game? They're going to go, give me that cash now because I got to get a Lambo.
Correct.
Right.
That's exactly what...
As you should at 18.
That's right. You need a Lambo.
Yeah.
Anyway, almost half a billion cash payout on tomorrow night's game. I had four numbers for the drawing Friday night. Didn't get a single one.
Mm-hmm.
However... Four or six people won $1 million.
I'll do that. You know, that's fine.
Hey, I would not be complaining with a mill.
No.
Yeah, I think four people, including a ticket in Virginia, won $1 million. They went for the Mega Plier, gives each $3 million.
Nice.
I did not go for the Mega Plier. All I was running there is I was late. I was like, yeah, give me the quick fix now.
Yeah, the what dollar ticket?
They're two.
Two.
$2, yeah. So anyway, get your tickets if you're going to play today or tomorrow. Drawing's tomorrow night.
And remember, if you win, At the end of the year, remember, taxes will be back again on that.
That's right. That tax that they take at the beginning, that's not all you're going to owe.
Yeah, you got more.
I think I might play. I think I might go buy 4 or 5 tickets today.
Why not? You don't win if you don't play, do you?
That's right.
$464 million go a long way taking care of a few problems.
I got a few problems.
As Samuel L. Jackson says, hey, money won't solve all your problems, but it'll solve enough of them that the rest of them won't matter.
Yep.
That's right.
Do it. See a couple things over the weekend. Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxing champion ever, his belt, his championship belt, was sold this weekend in an auction from his Rumble in the Jungle heavyweight fight in 1974. It sold for $6.18 million.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Who has that kind of money just to buy a belt?
Glad you asked that question. Mm-hmm. It was Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay who bought the belt. He's a huge Muhammad Ali fan and collects sports memorabilia on top of that.
To him, he made a great purchase.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
He did.
So here's a check. Yeah.
You know, in his house is probably some huge trophy cases filled with rare memorabilia that he takes people through. Let me
giant dead lions and zebras in there.
Okay.
Giraffes.
It's an exotic man.
And here's something that I hope is coming our way in the fall when the fair comes. The California State Fair has a new vendor this year, first time they've ever been there, and the vendor is selling what they call a maple bacon cinnamon bomb.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
The dessert features a cinnamon roll stuffed with ice cream and bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, salty, sweet.
Can you imagine?
No.
Delicious.
Now, you don't like cinnamon rolls, though, right?
I don't mind them. I don't like Cinnabon. Just not go down that road. Let's talk about what's coming to the fair and wish we was coming to our fair.
All cinnamon rolls. You hate Cinnabon.
There's something about it. I don't know.
But the maple bacon cinnamon bomb sounds like something I would like to try.
Correct.
Absolutely. I feel like I want to make that.
Yeah, you could do it. I mean, I don't know what flavor the ice cream is. I'm assuming it's
probably vanilla.
The maple bacon cinnamon bomb. Count me in.
I told my mom, I told my friends when it comes.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I read where Gwen Stefani was spotted wearing a t-shirt that said, I can hang out and make out with Blake Shelton every single day and do nothing else.
Ew.
Shut up.
Ew.
Shut up, Gwen. I don't care.
Don't you want that for you, Dale?
No, I don't.
He wants us to say Brett Eldridge.
put up my Christmas photo with me and Brett.
Yes.
And the dog.
So Edgar. Photogenic.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, there's a lot going on out there. Prices are up, and that means people who use food pantries are going more. They're needing more, and that means they're emptying those food pantries.
Yeah, the Greensboro Urban Ministry, or GUM Gum Food Pantry, is literally going to run out of food. I think last week they had about 2 weeks' supply left.
They just went through a weekend, so they got to get hard again.
And they're in desperate need of donations. And of course, you know, like you said, Dale, food and prices are increasing, so they've been requesting more and more food from the food pantry because nobody can afford anything. I mean, we went to the grocery store yesterday, and I told Danny, went to Aldi, and then we went to Food Lion, and I was like, I can't believe these prices of food. Yeah. Baby carrots were like $1.59 at Aldi. Turn around at Food Lion, 99 cents, but still $1.59 at Aldi.
Yeah. You know what? You know these places are killing you on. It's like pre-made foods, like chicken salad, any of those kinds of things. Like the price is like tripled on it.
Yeah,
well, $13 a container for chicken salad. No, thank you.
So the Greensboro Food Pantry, they serve more than 100 families a day.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know. And so they're just looking for more food donations. So if you have some things, or you feel like going to the store and being generous.
Remember, no glass.
No glass.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
And it says they need canned meats, canned fruit, peanut butter, and oatmeal.
I think a lot of people forget canned meats. I really do. I think they forget that they're there. And there's all, you know, I mean, and there's not just tuna. There's chicken. There are other canned meats available. Mm-hmm. There's a whole section of it there at the store. So don't forget that.
I know. And I just, I can't. I'm just like, that's wild. And I, you know, I get during the summertime, people are vacationing more, so less donations are coming in. Yeah. But also, the need is higher. One, because groceries are more expensive, but two, because kids are out of school. You got to feed them, you know? So, and we, I think they stopped doing that free meal thing.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is sad, know. But, yeah. You know, that's, ugh.
So, if you have it in your heart to give, now's a good time to do so. Peanut butter, one of the things that they really need. It's one of the things that is lower in terms of number of donations, peanut butter is, but it's something they really need.
I think people just don't think about peanut butter and the shelf life of peanut butter, you know, and how many people use it, too.
And it comes in a plastic jar, so yeah. No problem with the glass. There's all kinds of shelf-stable milk products that you can buy. I think a lot of people forget that, too. There are shelf-stable milk products that you can buy. And they sell a lot of that, or they use a lot of that at these places.
You know, if you really felt like you could go to Dollar Tree, spend about $25, and give them a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. And it's all shelves, you know, shelf stable.
I will also say that, you know, if you donate cash, if you donated $25, they can turn that into like $125.
Oh, I forget about them being able to make that money stretch a little further.
Because of the way they buy and their partnerships with various companies. They're able to turn that into quadruple the money. So if cash donations are your thing, remember when you do it, it goes a lot longer, yeah. A lot further.
Absolutely. And they also take grocery store gift cards. So yeah. If you're shopping for you, just say, hey, let me add $50 on this gift card here. Boom. Yeah,
exactly. So how do people check into that?
Oh, Greensboro Food Pantry. Just look at their website.
Gum. That's easy to remember. Yeah. Greensboro Urban Ministry. Gum. You can tell your old man you'll do some law.
How you doing?
We're doing good. I have the Monday morning mind bender question. If you can answer it, that's great. But if you have trouble, you can ask for a lifeline from Annie or Chase. And this is for okay. Dollywood tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 55% of people are spending less on this because they are working from home as opposed to working in an office. What is it?
I think I need some help. Chase.
Their
lunches.
No.
What?
Good answer.
That's what I was thinking too.
And I'm sure that's part of it, but that's not the one, not what I'm talking about here. 55% spending less on this because they're working from home as opposed to working in an office. Annie, you're up.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's the obvious answer, which would I think most people would say would gas. But maybe like their work clothes?
Nope, that's not it either.
What's a hint, Dale?
It's not clothes, it's not gas.
Perfect, great.
Thanks for the hint.
Nice.
It also, I have another hint ready, but I don't want to, seems too early to use it, but if you want, I will.
Sharon, you got another guess?
Oh,
this helps to wake people up.
Oh.
Coffee.
Coffee is right. That is
all right. Great job.
Yeah, that's right. They're not driving through the drive-thru, getting their Starbucks or whatever now because, hey, they're at home making it cheap.
Makes sense.
That's right.
Congratulations, Sharon. You got 4 tickets, 1-day tickets to Dollywood for the Dollywood Smoky Mountain Summer out there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Great. Thank you.
I was a boat stuck in a never be 23 with anyone but me.
93.1 The Wolf. The Wake Up of the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase. It's 7:07.
My mic turned all the way around. And I don't know how. Okay, there we are. Hello, we're back.
All right.
So we've been trying to help out teachers. And if you haven't heard about this yet, we're just fulfilling the Amazon wish list. Because everything's expensive. And these teachers do so much good for our kids all year round. And so we're just trying to reciprocate that. By hooking them up with all the stuff that they have piled up on their Amazon wish list. And if, as most of people do, we have teachers who are friends on Facebook. And this is generally the time they start sharing that thing, saying, hey, we could use some books. Or, hey, we could use glue sticks.
Updating the classroom.
Right. And so, you know, we've been featuring teachers every day. And we had Caitlin Nugent the other day on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. And we were just kind of talking about her and her superheroes and the class she teaches. Well, she went and posted something on Facebook. She added me on Facebook and then she shared something and she said, thank you so much to all that have donated to my classroom. She said today was like Christmas for this teacher. And she thanked a couple people, including the Wolf and the listeners from the Wolf, for supporting her heroes. And she received quite a few things. on top of a big box of glue sticks, the accordion file, zip and lock, like accordion filer and Ziploc bags. And she said they came without a note, but I know the little birdie who bought them for her.
Oh, Annie knows.
They messaged us, and he was just wanting to really give. And I think more anonymously, that's why he didn't give his name, but he let us know that he wanted to take care of her. So I had sent him, you know, the wish list. He told me that's exactly what he got her. So I know it was him. But it's just so cool to have all these people that are wanting to help out all these teachers who really deserve it. And if you haven't noticed or haven't heard us talking about it, on our Facebook page, pinned to the very top, is the teacher wish list with hundreds of teachers who have been tagged or tagged themselves and added their wish list. So if you want to go donate anonymously, and you feel like giving back, there's a thousand, what feels like a thousand, Amazon links there.
And we're going to keep it pinned at the top of our Facebook page. So if you get sick and tired of seeing it, get over it.
And we have a teacher of the day we're featuring coming up, Kelly Essick.
Yeah, today.
So can't wait to talk to her. She seemed like she's super sweet. So we're going to hook up another teacher today.
I heard you moved out the south.
93.1 The Wolf. It's a Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale, Annie, and Chase trying to help these teachers fill up these wish lists. And we have Brooke Essick on the line. This is your first year teaching, Brooke?
It is. It'll be my first year teaching, and I'll be teaching fifth grade.
I bet you're super excited.
I am very excited to finally get in the classroom.
Yeah. And I also hear, by the way, and correct me if I'm wrong, are you going to be teaching at the same school you went to in elementary school?
I am. I'm returning back to where it all began for me. I'm teaching at Wahlberg Elementary School, which is where I also went to elementary school as well as my family.
Wow.
That's got to be big. Yeah. That's got to be big. All right, well, let's don't waste any time and get right to your wish list and talk about what's on there and what's important to you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on the wish list. As a first-year teacher, I'm building my classroom from scratch, so there's some flexible seating options on there for kids to sit on rather than a normal desk. It kind of helps them focus better. There are some supplies that students will be able to use, just some odds and ends that will make learning better for my students and make the classroom a welcoming environment.
So, Brooke, I see, are you going to teach language arts?
I am. Language arts, science, and social studies.
Oh my gosh, Ooh. That is three hats you got to wear. That's crazy. I couldn't imagine teaching more than one, so hats off to you. I will say, I've noticed with a couple teachers, that flexible seating is so cool. I just think, that just makes it a little more comfortable for people who don't like that, you know, typical seating at school. I just think that's really cool that you have that on there, too. And I want to ask you, I've never seen this before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I see this voice amplifier microphone headset. I mean, is that for like hoping that the entire class can hear you? What's your goal with that?
Yeah, that's exactly what you said, hoping that everyone can hear me. So if there's students in the back that can't hear as well as they would be sitting up front, I can use the voice amplifier microphone to kind of get everyone's attention and make sure everyone can hear.
Hey, that's going to save your voice, which at the end of the day is going to be super helpful for you.
Yes.
Well, I can only imagine how hard it is to build up a classroom from scratch. So here's hoping that there's some kind people out there that want to help you, you know, just make this the best classroom ever, warm, welcoming, inviting, and stock you full there for back to school.
Yes, I would very much appreciate it.
I'm wondering, Brooke, because curious minds want to know, since this is your first year teaching, what's the first major lesson you're going to have?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't got to planning yet, but I'm assuming that we'll be doing a lot of procedures that first week of school, kind of teaching students how our classroom works and how our days will work at school for the next several months.
Okay, nice.
And Brooke, I have one more question for you. Someone were to reach out and to get you things off your list, how much burden is this going to take off you? How much is this going to help you?
A lot. I say all the time, I think I've spent my entire first 2 months' paychecks already on things for my classroom. So anyone who would be willing to help out, it would be very much appreciated.
We appreciate you wanting to mold the minds of all these babies out there. And I think it's super cool that you're going back to where you started. And I'm sure what made you fall in love with school and wanting to be a teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
If you want to help out Brooke with her wish list, it's on our story at Instagram or Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Little road trip over the weekend. Went up to prepare to take my son off to college to move in.
Oh, he's growing up.
He is indeed. You've seen him. He's huge. He's not growing up. He's grown up. If he gets any bigger, I'm going to be a little worried.
Yeah.
He's already an enormous man.
I mean, well, he is six, like six something, right?
Yeah, he is 6'3", 275. Offensive line.
I'm 5'5 and 300.
So, but the good news is, if I get tired of walking, I can roll.
Yeah, that's right.
We got some things together, just some prep items, a few things in the clothing line. I'll tell you what his school offers that's pretty cool. Maybe they offered this for you. I doubt it, but they do now. But when you get, like, he's in the lowest rung on the dorms, okay? This is not a fancy dorm room at all. It is a typically, beside dorm room in the dictionary, is a picture of this room. And you get the twin beds, and they're stacked to make more room in the room. And you order a linens bundle from the school, okay? And the linens bundle comes with your bedding, towels, washcloths, all that is in one bundle.
That's nice.
And a topper for your mattress, if you like, you can include that. And it all comes in a bundle in like 2 days, and you just carry that bundle into your room, make up your bed, boom, you're done, you're ready to go. Put your now here's the bathroom situation. This is what my kid is going to have a hard time with. Bathroom in the hall, shared by the people on the floor.
Yep.
Ooh.
And he is not going to like that.
Yep, I've done that. And I mean, it's, and again, I got up super early before everybody would get in there. But yeah, I get it.
My, my older son, he got the deluxe room.
And it sounded like it.
The first thing that Grant said was, "This ain't no Chandler dorm, I'll tell you that." And I asked him how many people were on the floor, and I forgot what he said. But I'm I'm feeling the pain, man, because I saw a picture of the bathroom. Not exactly the most modern bathroom there is.
You know, it'll bring him down to earth a little bit.
Well,
yeah, it will.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm all for it. I mean,
that's just how college is. I mean, sometimes you get lucky and you get the nicer college and you get the nicer things. But for the most part, what he's going to experience is what most people are experiencing.
You go down the hall with your shower caddy. You get into the stall.
With your shower shoes.
Right. Yes, you have to have those. Then you get in there and you turn on the water and it takes 8 years to get hot.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So anyway, it was an interesting weekend getting a few things ready. So weekend after next, I'm headed up.
Oh, man.
And we're moving him in. I'll be off Monday and Tuesday that week, and then we're going to go up and we're going to move him in. And I'm telling you, my ex-wife is saying, I'm ready. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, she's not.
And I don't care how mad you get at him. I don't care how aggravated you get. When you realize he ain't coming home.
Yeah, and that house is quiet, big, and lonely.
And you know, she's always worried about where he is at night. You know, wants to know when he's coming home, what time he's going to be there. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And when you realize, you'll say to yourself, When's he coming? Oh, wait.
He's not.
He's not.
Oh, wait. And will I get a text or phone call? No.
And that's going to start sinking in. She thinks she's not. Now, originally she said she wasn't going down with me to move him in.
Oh, but she changed her mind, didn't she?
She changed her mind.
I told you.
So she's coming down. We're all going down to move him into school. So we'll
see.
We
are too. We're going to, Annie and I are going to go. Yeah. We're all going to have a good time.
Bring it, man.
We'll just have Clay cover the morning show those days.
That's fine.
7:39. Yeah. It'll be a fun weekend for sure.
Girl, you gone and done it to me.
For joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today. And
we're almost the it's Christmas in July. Ho, so ho, ho,
ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, hold up, because I ain't ready.
Hold up.
We missed the birthday on Saturday. Got one in a little late. Heather Atkins of Gibsonville, happy belated birthday to you. Hope your day was great. What'd you say, Dale?
I said, go, Heather.
Oh, yeah. Go, Heather. Go, Heather. Go. Celebrating today, my girl, Tammy Hart of Kernersville. Happy birthday. I love you. Also celebrating, Landon Phillips of Pofftown, Jennifer Summers of Kernersville, April Stanley of Clemens, Billy Wright of Summerfield, Scott Surratt of High Point, Amelia Bradshaw of Winston-Salem, Brian Carson from Kernersville, Luman Hunter of Pilot Mountain, Melody Jordan of Ashboro, Landon Parker of Boonville, Aaron Merchant of Greensboro, and Lucas Dover of Elon, all celebrating today.
Okay, all right.
Not many celebrity birthdays today, but you guys share your birthday with Iman, who is 67. Who was she married to, Dale?
She's married to David Bowie.
David Bowie, that's right. I bet they're all just kind of weird.
You can bank on that.
Also celebrating today, Matt LeBlanc is 55. He's one of the guys from Friends.
Oh,
yo, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
When all we cared about was turning 16.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Game time, Frank style.
It's all fun and games until you don't know how to play the game.
Oh, does he teach you how to play the game, or did he invent the game? Is it a game that he should be playing one way, but he's playing it incorrectly, and
yes,
it's entertaining?
Yes.
Oh, did I hit it on the head?
You did. So, I don't know who he learned it from. I'm going to guess his paps, my father-in-law. But Frank loves playing, and as he calls it, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What Frank calls it.
It does sound like fun. I got to agree with it.
Now, he knows you put your fist together, you hit your hand, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And on shoot.
You say,
hot dog!
You throw, you know, either rock, paper, or scissors. Well, Franklin throws nothing but scissors.
Throws a fist.
No, he throws scissors every single time. And it doesn't matter what you throw.
Well, if you throw paper every time, that way he wins every time.
Right, but it doesn't matter if you throw paper or rock or scissors. He thinks he wins every time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every time. If you lose, he wins.
You need to teach him about losing.
And the name of the game is probably called Frank Wins. So he's been hitting me with it all weekend. Mom, let's play. Like, no matter where we are. So we're laying on the couch yesterday, and we played a couple times, and I kept saying, ooh, paper, you got me. Ooh, rock, that smashes scissors. Mommy wins. And he'd laugh or whatever, but I was like, I don't think he's really comprehending this. So I tried to talk it out with him. And I was like, Frank, you can throw rock, you can throw paper. I said, next time try throwing paper. See what happens.
Scissors.
So I threw scissors and I cut his paper in half.
Oh, you're so mean.
No. We played a couple different times until we went through all the motions and he saw what cuts out what or covers, you know. And so he threw rock and he threw paper. And after that, back to scissors.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
He didn't want nothing to do with anything else.
See, the first thing you do, if you know he's throwing those scissors, you throw a rock, you say, this crushes your scissors.
That's
you lose.
That's
loser.
What I do. That's what I've done, besides the loser part.
I can beat any kid.
Oh, gosh. Dale.
I'm cruel, but fair.
Fair, yeah. It's a game.
That's right.
But rules.
I try to explain it to him, but, you know, it's just one of those things, like, that's so cute, and he's only going to do it for so long, so we're just going to keep letting
him
win.
Before long, he's going to be like, Mom, I don't want to be in here with you. I don't want to be around.
I know. Now he's like, crawls up next to me and starts twirling my hair with his finger. Mom, let's snuggle. And I'm like, okay. I love him. He's so sweet.
You never turn down a snuggle.
No,
ever.
Because, you know, the older he gets, the more he's like, I'm the not sitting down. No, I'm running away. You know, and I just want to hold my baby forever.
I don't care what you're doing.
He's so sweet this weekend.
Was it an exceptionally sweet weekend? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was just real. I don't know. I just had a really, really great weekend with just my husband and me and Frank. It was just nice. We took him out to Bowman Gray. He loves the races. I'm not a race person, but I will go because my baby enjoys it. So we've been taking him the past couple weekends, and we were sitting there at the racetrack, and you could tell he's getting a little sleepy, but he's into it. He had a 2-hour nap, so he's into it. But he starts reaching up behind Danny, who's been growing his hair out, and me, and just starts twirling both of our hair with his hands, and you just know he's sleepy.
Getting ready to just crash.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness.
I know.
So, yeah, y'all want to play rock, paper, scissors, shoot with Frank?
Well, I know how to beat him now.
He's going
to
win. Every time he's going to win.
Not when I get done with him.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Just in time for the holiday season. We have made it to new types of candy corn.
Oh, no. What? When are they going to stop that nonsense?
Of course, some of them we had mentioned earlier. Hot dog hamburger flavor, which, yes, I would try.
Ew.
Candy corn, which is neither candy.
Nor corn.
Or corn.
Correct. They also have popcorn, vanilla ice cream, fruit punch, all of which I think I would try. I'd have to. I think hot dog, honestly, would be really good.
Let me ask you. You guys are Halloween people at your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you always buy a bag of candy corn and put it in a dish at
no,
the house?
No, we don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. We normally keep candy corn on hand because our dog loves it.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
So Halloween, you definitely have candy corn in the house?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. All right.
We talked about this earlier, but of course, nobody won Friday's Mega Million of $660 million.
Certainly wasn't me. Ooh. I had four numbers, zero. Not one number did I get. Not one.
Poor Dale.
Now, Tuesday's drawing up to $790 million, which we did the math is a little under half a billion.
Half a billion on the take home on that. Take home on that $464.4 million.
Oh.
But then remember, on top of that, you have about a 30% tax.
Yeah, don't think that the tax you pay out of the gate covers it, because when the tax man comes that later that year, or really when you're going to pay the next year, you're going to pay through the nose to the tune of about $30 million.
Correct, because you got to pay the luxury tax. So it's in the brutal. End, math-wise, you're probably going to take home a measly $250 million.
That ain't worth fooling with.
Can't stand it. Reynolds Wrap is hiring.
Reynolds Wrap.
What'd I say?
Reynolds Wrap.
Perfect. Is hiring a chief grilderness officer. Now, that job involves something, Dale, I think you need to hop on. The job pays $10,000.
Well, I'm not excited about the pay yet.
Yet. But it involves you driving a Reynolds Wrap recreational vehicle.
Okay, I'm in.
To U.S. national and state parks.
I'm definitely in.
So you can grill out, then yes. Post about your experience.
Yes, yes, and yes.
They pay for everything.
I am in. I am in.
Why? Why do they need that?
Why not? Reynolds Wrap.
Social
like,
media.
Like, hey, it. Yeah, look at us grilling at, what is it, Yosemite?
Yeah, we're going to be Yosemite. We're in Denali National Park in Alaska.
You look can be grilling, too, with Reynolds. See? Boom.
Yeah, see? We've already got the campaign.
Got it done.
All right, y'all sign up the Wake Up with the Wolf show. I'm down. Got we'll it just done. Do all our shows from all the parks. Via Reynolds.
What does that Reynolds Wrap vehicle look like?
I bet it's shiny.
Yes.
It's a big.
It's covered in foil.
It's a big deal.
I don't care.
It's going down
like a rolling, it's like a rolling Faraday cage. I love it.
Yes, I love that. Today is a very special day. It's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Yes, please.
And also Wine and Cheese Day. So I'll take my wine and my cheese and I'll top it off with a hot fudge sundae.
Makes no difference whatsoever.
Cut the cheese and pour the wine. Yippee!
Absolutely.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know they do not bleach toilet paper to make it white? They bleach it to make it softer. And to extend its life. Now, the whiteness of toilet paper is just a byproduct.
I can tell you what you can have bleached.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Cut the cheese and pour the wine. Yippee!
48.
It is not.
Okay.
Cooking dinner. Chase, over to you.
Preparing the meals for the next day.
That is not it.
Oh, that's going to be my next guess.
I would have given that to you if that were the correct answer, if you were close.
Is it just not looking forward to the next day in general?
No. Donna, do you have want to take a stab at it? Look least forward to this at the end of the day. Mom say, don't want to do it.
Making sure everything's cleaned up the way it should be before you go to bed.
Ooh, is she close?
I think you need to give it to her.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. It's doing the dishes.
Okay, yep.
Makes sense.
Doing the dishes, Donna. All right, Donna, congratulations. Here's what you win today.
You win a VIP certificate good for a free night at Red Roof, plus a $50 Shell gift card, and you got a 12-piece barbecue set.
Oh, cool.
You're welcome, Donna. Hang on the line.
Let's go, girls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.